Okay, Rebbe, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Chaf. Yesterday was a real proper Erevin. It's so confusing. I thought it was wrong. Yesterday was a real proper Yevamos daf. Today a little bit easier, but we still do have to finish off the topic we talked about yesterday. We're here about 20 lines up across from Tosos Lirbinhu. We are at Es Asaba Maimer Vachakach No Loach. So it's like the last two words in the line. It's about 20 lines up. And basically, again, we're going through this brisa that's kind of analyzing this whole these concepts of Achshelo Hayobala Olamo. But again, a guy who had a brother who was not alive when the first brother passed away, etc., etc. So again, we're going through this brisa and we're going to analyze all these cases, and then we'll get to the Mishnah at the top of Daf Chaf. And then we'll have a little bit of a different topic for the rest of the day. Okay, so also about Maimer again, the Braisa, if you remember, the Braisa had said that if Shimon, again, we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, if Shimon does Maimer on Mrs. Reuven, so ve'achakach noach lo'ach, and then Levi is born, o shano lo'ach ve'achakach noach ba Maimer, or Levi was born before the Maimer, and then obviously Umeis, and then Shimon dies, so what does Levi do? Levi has Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon. So Rishona, right, Mrs. Reuven, Yotzah Mishum Eishes Achav Shloa Ba'olamo. Again, in terms of Levi, so Levi was not alive when Reuven died, so that's Eishes Achav Shloa Ba'olamo. So that's one of the Ervas, right? He doesn't have to do anything to them. Ushnia, Mrs. Shimon, again, who is not a tzara of Mrs. Reuven necessarily, Cholatzes V'lo Mizra Ba'amas. She does Chalitza and not Yibum, because again, we thought, just again, as we said before, right, in case of Maimer, maybe we don't want people to think it's a full-fledged Yibum, but it could be a full-fledged marriage, but it could be they thought they were connected, etc. So, okay, fine. Rabbi Shimon says, Biasa o chalitzasa shal akas behen poteres tsarasa. That actually, no, that he can do either one, but many, as well, here it means specifically, right, he has to do chalitza with Mrs. Shimon, Yibum or chalitza, and then the first one, right, Mrs. Reuven, right, doesn't have to do anything, right, and that marmer falls away on its own. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon hayat kai. Which case is Rabbi Shimon talking about, right? We had two cases that we just quoted, right, either when Levi was born before the marmer or after the marmer. If you tell me that if it's the case where Levi was born before the Maimer, so Ha Marta Banola Bidla Sofibim Lo Polig Rabbi Shimon. But didn't we just say that if forget Maimer, if he did Yibum Mamish, right, and Levi was born before the Yibum, Rabbi Shimon agrees that Levi is not going to be able to marry Mrs. Reuven. So Ella Aase Bamaimer Vakach No Lo Ach. Rather, must be where the case is, where the Maimer was done first, and then Levi was born, and that's where Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree. So Chalat Lebailas Maimer. So now the Brisa says again, right? And then we're quoting another part of the Brisa. Chalat Lebailas Maimer. If a person Levi does Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, so lo niftra tzara, that's not going to pater Mrs. Shimon. Again, from anything, right? If he did, again, as we said before, if he did Yibum Chalitza with Mrs. Shimon, so then, again, Mrs. Reuven is done. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. But if he does Yibum Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, so then Mrs. Shimon is still tied to him. My time, why is that? So Mishum David, Tzara Vadai, Ubalas Maimer Sofek. Because Mrs. Shimon is for sure a Vadai, meaning she for sure has to do either Yibum Chalitza or whatever with Levi. But the Maimer, right, again, is a Sofek. Right, again, depending on what Maimer does. But again, if the Maimer was nothing, right, so then she's going to be puttered them completely. But it's a suffix in terms of what you should do. If ain't suffix, motzi midei vaday. And again, if it's a suffix situation, that is not going to overrule the vaday. And again, if Mrs. Reuven is not shaykh to Levi at all, so then obviously he can do the chalitza that he does with her is nothing. Meaning, because if she's still an erva to him, because she's akiv shalai ba'olamo, so then whatever he does with her is irrelevant to Mrs. Shimon. So that's, I mean, so therefore, again, that the suffake is not going to be motzi divadei, again, because because Mrs. Reuven is the Safek, Mrs. Shimon is the Vaday. So any Maisa done with the Safek, he's not going to get rid of the Vaday. He's not going to get rid of Mrs. Shimon's obligation as to either Yibum or Chalitza. Okay. Yasa Rav Masna Bar Zvid, Kameh, the Ravuna, Vyasa Vikamar. So Rav Masna Bar Zvid was chilling with Ravuna, and he said the following, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's logic? Again, Rabbi Shimon says that, again, if Levi was born after Shimon did Yibum to Mrs. Reuven, so he's allowed to marry whichever one he wants. So the Gemara says, and obviously the other one goes free, but it really gets just like there's a regular case of Yibum, right? And we disregard the connection that Mrs. Reuven had with Reuven, right? Now, for Levi's point of view, they're both Mrs. Shimon. The Gemara says, what do you mean? My time is Rabbi Shimon? What do you mean? What's his logic? Weren't you listening yesterday? Right? When Levi was born, all he knew was that this was Shimon's wife. So there was never any issue. There was never any issue. He never knew her as Mrs. Reuven. So that's a pretty good reason. So Gemara says, you're right. And that's a pretty good reason. So let's flip it around. Now my time is the Rabbanan. So why did Rabbanan say that it's usher for him? Right, that he's not allowed to take Mrs. Reuven in Yibum. So Gemara says, Amar Krux. The Pasuk says, Glechalo Lisha V'yibma. Right, the Pasuk says you should marry her, right, as, do Yibum. Adayin Yibumim Harishonim Aleha. Meaning implying that the original Yibum still exists. Meaning her original relationship with Reuven, right, still is relevant here, and therefore she's going to be Pater, right? Eishes Akshul Ha'ya Ba'olam. Ella, there's not I, but then the Mishnah says, Knasa Hare Hikishto L'chodavar. But one second, if Shimon did Yibum, right, so then they're obviously married completely. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina says that Melavi Shemagarsha beget Machzira. That says that if again, what happens if Shimon marries Reuven's wife? So if he then divorces her, so the halacha is he allowed to remarry her? Problem is, what do you mean? Hasam Nami Lema V'yabma Adayin Yibum Harishon Aleha. If you're telling me that the original Yibum status still stays with this woman, as we're saying right now, so when Shimon does Yibum and then divorces that woman, so she's still technically, still kind of, sort of, his brother's wife. So how can he then remarry her? Right? Yibum is the only thing that allows him to marry his brother's wife, right? Eshesach is Aser. So how in the world are you going to tell me, if you're telling me that the Yibum, the Pasuk of the Yibma tells me that the Yibum connection is still there, so why is the halacha that if a Yavam divorces his Yavama, he's allowed to remarry her? Right? V'tibai Chalitza. Meaning he should, Hasan Nami Lema Vibma. Why don't we say that he should, again, that means that Daim Vibma Rishon Allah Tibai Chalitza, and he should need to do Chalitza. Forget just the get, he should also have to do Chalitza again, because to get rid of the get for the marriage that he did, and then the get and the Chalitza to get rid of the Zika that is still connected to Reuven. So Gemara says, "Shiny house." No, that's different because Damar Kara Lukachala Liisha. The Pasuk says, "No, he marries her." Once Shimon marries Reuven's wife, so then that's the kish to lechadavar. Then she's completely his wife, and therefore, if he wants to divorce her, and he can remarry her, and that's no problem. And if he wants to divorce her, he doesn't have to do chalitza. So Gemara says, "Well, okay, but if that's true, ihachi hachanami." So to over here. Right. So why do we say there's still a connection? Right? Why does the Chachamim say there's still a connection from Mrs. Reuven right back to Reuven? Why should Levi have to deal with Reuven at all? He wasn't alive when he was there. So Gemara says, "Because of Rachman of Yibma." Oh yeah, because the Pasuk says Yibma. Gemara says, "Okay, but Umar Isa." Okay, but now you just have two competing psukim, right? You have the Pasuk of Yibma, and then you have the Pasuk of Lukachal Olisha. Yibma implies that the Yibum connection is still there. Lukachal Olisha implies that he, they're fully married, i.e. there is no more Yibum connection, so which one is it? So it says, Mistara, Shadi, Hetera, Hetera, Vishadi, Isura, Isura. Meaning the one that says that's going to be Mega Heter, I said, apply that to Heterim. Again, Velakachalu Yisha, right, tells me that the woman is completely married to him. And therefore, you don't need to do Yibum Mechalitza. But the Pasuk says, V'yibma, right, that's already to teach me that that again she stays to be a Yavam, right? She stays to be the connection exists, right? That should seems to, that makes more sense to apply that to the situation of Israel, like over here that Achuz Isha Shelo Haya Ba'olama. Ulu Rabbi Shimon Amar Hol Uba Mitzah Beheter Velo Amda Alav Sha Achas BeIsur, right? Again, but according to Rabbi Shimon, right, who says that again, Levi, when he encountered Mrs. Reuven, and she was already married to Shimon, right? He had never met her as Mrs. Reuven. Elamayat, if that's true, may ima shenasa achiv me aviv, v'achakach nolad ach, right, umeis. Now, this is a little bit confusing, but let's say a person, right, again, your sister from your mother was married to your brother from your father, right? That's mutter, they're not related at all, right? And then they had, right, then there was a brother, obviously, that to both of them, right, from the parents that they share, right, umeis, and then that brother died, so tiyabim. So, l'chora, you should tell me that, again, this the woman who married the new brothers, this woman who is the new brother's mother's sister, sister from his mother, what am I saying, mother's sister, this is the new brother's mother, the Levi's sister, mother's sister, this is where it gets confusing, right, okay, new Mishnah a second, why don't we say that Tisyabe, meaning this, that Levi should do Yibum on his brother's sister from his mother, Holu Bamatab Heter, because again, when he met her, right, they were, meaning he thought that she was married to his brother from her father, from his father. So Gemara says, because if you tell me that, right, meaning when Levi was born, this woman was already married to Shimon, his brother from his father, right? And then even though technically she was his sister, so the chora he should be able to do yibum. So Gemara says, "Israel chosu lehechan azol." Yeah, what do you mean? So what do you do with the fact that she's his sister? So Gemara says, "Okay, well here too." But by Rabbi Shimon, when Levi is trying to marry Mrs. Reuven, so Israel achiv shaloya ba olam lehechan azol. Well, also again, when Rabbi Shimon says that he can marry, that Levi can marry Mrs. Reuven, so what happened to the Israel of Eishes achiv shaloya ba olam? And so the Gemara says, "Well, yeah, well, hi isurah de lesa le'etera, right? Hi isurah de isla le'etera. What do you mean? You can cancel the isur of eishes achshalaya ba'olama, right? That can be changed. Right? You can get rid of that. Right? Again, that's ve'yibum or whatever. That works out. But according to the sister, meaning nobody can never, ever, ever, right, get rid of an isur for a sister. Right? That's never a thing. So once you're getting rid of Isurim for Yibum, is getting rid of, you know, brother's wife, etc., so then you can kind of extend that. But if you tell me you're talking about an Isur of Erva, of a sister, so then we never, ever get rid of that at all. Okay. Klal Amru B'Yavama, new Mishnah now. Rule was said about Yibum. Koshi Isur Erva, lo chulatzis v'lo misyabemis. Again, this is what we kind of started the Masechta with. Right? If any woman is an Isur Erva, right, she doesn't do chalitza or Yibum. Right? There's no shaykhus to any of these halachas whatsoever. She just, you don't have to do anything. There's no chalitza, there's no Yibum. Isur mitzvah of Isur kedusha, and we'll have to define these, but if the Isur is not an Isur Erva, which is i.e. chayiv kares, but if it's an Isur mitzvah or an Isur kedusha, we'll have to define that in a second. So then chalatzis v'lo misyabemis, you do chalitza, but you do not do Yibum. Achosa shiyivimta, if you have her sister who is also her yivama, again, that the yivamos, again, you have two sisters who married two brothers, and they, again, you have an erva there to the yavam, so chalatzis v'lo misyabemis, and again, they do chalitza and not yibum. Right, well, one of them is, meaning not both of them, but one of them is an erva to the yavam. So then you do chalitza or the yibum to the other one. Yeah, meaning they're both sisters, and one of them is an erva to the yavam. So then you're going to do obviously yibum chalitza to the other one. Isra mitzvah. If there's an Isra mitzvah, what is that? Meaning, now what is that? How do you define that? Shnios midivrei sofrim. Those are shnios. Those are arayos that are secondary midivrei sofrim from midrabanan. That kind of exit that it added on to the arayos. We're going to talk about those. I think the list is tomorrow or 2 days or something like that. And you'll see what those are. Again, you know, obviously, the normal arayos we talked about in the first parak. Isra kedusha, what is that? That's almana l'kohen gadol. That is an almana l'kohen gadol. Grusha chalutza l'kohen hetero. Those are different things that the kohanim are not allowed to marry. Kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. A divorcee or someone with a chalitza, it's a regular kohen, it's not allowed. And mamzeres and the sin of Yisrael, the bas Yisrael, the nasin of the mamzer, right? And either a mamzer or a nasin was one of the a nasino or a nasin is one of those. That was one of the nations, right? In Eretz Yisrael. So either way, right, they're not allowed to marry a Jew in either direction. So the Gemara says, "Kol l'suyimai," right? Our Mishnah said that there's a rule. Kol, right? Kol amru biyavamu. Whenever the Mishnah does that, is obviously an extra rule being added here. So what's that talking about? So I'm a Rav from Bar Papa, the famous Rav from Bar Papa, as we say in the Siyum. La suye tsaras islandis ukederbi asi. It's including a tsaras islandis, right? Again, the co-wife of an islandis. Right? This also is not going to have to do even chalitza, right? Like Rabbi Asi said again, if you remember, that was about a week ago. Vikadami. Some people say no, the opposite is true. That it's not like Rabbi Asi, but it's against Rabbi Asi. That kol shi isra erba who the sura. The asira tsarasa, and halo asira is isur isur erva tsarasa lo asira. Then only the scenario where the woman in question is an erva, that's going to mess up the tsara. But a case where the woman is not an erva, that will not patra the tsara. Lamutim, right? What is that? So Amarafram. So that's what Rafram said. Lamutim, right? Now we're on a first name basis already, right? So Amarafram, Lamutim tsaras islandis with the lok rabbi asi. That's exclude the case of an islandis and her co-wife. So the islandis is not isur erva. So the co-wife is not going to be putter, and that's against Rav Asi. Okay. Achosa shi yivimta. What was that case? Achosa deman. What type of sister were we talking about? Again, we said achosa, if her sister, right, two sisters are yivamas, right, so then you do chalitza or yivim. So the Gemara says, ilay mit isra mitzvah. If you're telling me it's an isra mitzvah, i.e. yedin derabanan, so kevin de midir, right? So rami akame, right? Pagabachosu kukaso. Right, what are you talking about? Midar raisa. And you can do yibum for these people, for these two women. And but therefore, but then if that's true, so then there's an isser of achos zukukaso. Right? That's usher to take. How can the world, again, the whole concept, the whole case doesn't make sense. And if you tell me that midah raisa, these women are able to do yibum to the yavam, so then you have a problem of achos zukukaso. You're not allowed to do yibum to that. So elo achos disser erba. It must be that the sister, that the one that's usher, is an isser erba. Right, and therefore, right, the other one is available to do Yibum Chalitza. Isra Mitzvah, well, what is that? So that's Shnios. That's what we said. Those are Shnios, the secondary, kind of second-hand list of Arayos. Am I Karla Isra Mitzvah? Why do they call this Isra Mitzvah? Rabbi, he says Mitzvah, the Shmuel Debir Chachamim. Because it's a Mitzvah to listen to Dinam Derabanan. Isra Kedusha, what is that? So Amana L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha Chalitza Kohen Had Yod. Am I Karla Isra Kedusha? Why are they called Isra Kedusha? Because Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Kedushim Yilu L'Lohechem, but Kohanim have to be extra holy. Tanya, we learned in a Raisa that actually reverse those understandings. That Rabbi Yehuda Machlif, Rabbi Yehuda switched it around. That an Isser Mitzvah is Amana L'Kohen Gadol Grusha Kohen Had Yod. That's an Isser Mitzvah. But my Karla Isser Mitzvah, why do we call those forbidden relationships for the Kohen and Isser Mitzvah? Tichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Elaham Mitzvahs. That's the first, that's how they introduce the whole topic of Kohanim marrying specific people. Isser, and therefore, Isser Kedusha, Shneos Medivisovim, that the Isser Kedusha is those secondary type of relationships. The Gemara says, Vamai Karla Isser Kedusha, why are they called that? So Rabbi, call Mekam Dirichachalim Nikr Kadosh, because anybody who's fulfills it, then the Rabbanan is called someone who is holy. Rav said, what do you mean? What's the opposite? Right, if you mekayim the dinam derabanan, you're holy. If you are not mekayim dinam derabanan, you're not holy. Right, that doesn't imply that you're, that seems to imply that you're not so bad. Right, you're not holy, but you're not so bad. So what do you mean? Kadoshu the lo mikri, Russia nami lo mikri. But he's a Russia. If you don't listen to the Dinam Derabanan, Chanukah, Purim, Muktzah, all that stuff, the person's a Russia. So Elam, Rav says, therefore, Kaddish Atzmecha b'mutar lach, because a person has to be Mekaddish himself with something that is mutar. Can you going to try and add, right, again, technically the Dim Derabanan are mutar, but we're going to add this level of Kedusha, this level of protection from violating the Dim Deraisa. So that's what, as this is these secondary lists of other women who are not allowed to be with, so that's going to be making a person Kaddosh, to guard them from arayos. Amar lekohen gadol, right? We said kapasik vatani lo shna min nisuin v'lo shna min ha'erusin, right? We said an amar lekohen gadol, right, is aser Right? And we said that that's obviously one of the things that we talked about being, in, well, I guess it depends whether it's Isser Kedusha or Isser Mitzvah, depending on how you learn, but that was one of the examples in the Mishnah. The Mishnah did not specify, again, there are two stages of marriage. There's Erisin, which is the Kedushin, which is quote-unquote the engagement, even though that's a misnomer, and there is Nisuin. So this seems to imply that regardless of how the widow was married to the Kohen Gadol's brother, right, he still... Right, that regardless, the halacha is the same. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam and is nisuin." I understand that if they were fully married, so the Kohen Gadol can't marry her through Yibum, because that's an aseh v'los aseh. Because that, for a Kohen Gadol to marry a woman who was nisuin, who was married to his brother nisuin, that is two halachos. There's a mitzvah aseh, right, that he has to marry a woman who is a virgin, a besula, and also mitzvah los aseh, that he's not allowed to marry an almana. So therefore, so the mitzvah of Yibum can't override both of those. Ella, but mina erusin. But if you tell me she, although she wasn't engaged, and taf pas just is she's still a besula, so los a greater who? That's just a regular iser. Why don't we say the ase of Yibum is going to be docha the los asay of an almana the kain gavol? So Rav Gidol Marav, Rav Gidol says the name of Rav, Amakrav also Yibum to Vashara. Pasuk says that the Yavam. Right, goes to the gate, and again, that's where they do the chalitza. She ain't tamalama yavimto. You didn't need to tell me that it's his yavam, his yavama. Right, it's my tamalama yavimto. So why does it try to do that? So yesh lecha yavama achas she'olah lechalitza ve'olah leyibum. Because there is one yavama, right, who has to go to chalitza, not yibum. Ve'ezer, which one is that? Zuchai ve'lavim. Those are dinim, the regular isurim, right, relationships that are not asur v'kareis, but regular isurim that are asur. In that case, we're not going to say ase do chalos ase, and therefore we're not going to do yibum for that type of woman. Ive ema chavi krisos. Why do we say that that's referring to chavi lavin, to regular isurim? Why don't we say it's referring to chavi krisos? As Kumar says, I'm a kark, because the pasuk says, vimlu yachbot aish lakachas. And if the man doesn't want to take yibum, so do yibum, so then he does chalitza. Hachafetz, but if he does, then miyabim, then he can do yibum. Kala olu yibum, olu chalitza, because she ain't olu yibum, ain't olu chalitza. Right? And therefore, that teaches me that they go hand in hand, right? That they have to go together. But a woman who's chayav iser kares, right? You can't do yibum with her, so therefore, you're not going to do chalitza either. So Gemara says, okay, but yihachi chayav lavin nami. Well, if you tell me that that's, you know, whether there's an iser involved or not, so what does it matter whether chayav kares or not? Right, if it's Nisr Lav, right, so Pazik says, you're not allowed to violate the Nisr Lav. We don't say Asi Dochalos Asay. So Gemara says, HaRabi Rechmane Yivimto. What do you mean? The Pazik says that you have a Yivama, right? So, you know, meaning implying that you should take her. Implying that there's a type of Yivama that doesn't do Yibam and only does Chalitza. So Gemara says, okay, Ma'ira Isa. So now you have two competing psukim, so which one, right, do you go like? So Gemara says, "Mistar v'chavi lavin tafsi bu kiddushin." It makes sense, right, to say the chavi lavin that then again, if a person this is one second of background. If a person is Mekadesh's sister, for example, so there is no kiddushin. That's not a thing. You can't say harayat mekudeshesli to your sister. You're not married to your sister. But if there's a woman that a person is forbidden to, let's say like a mother of Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol says harayat mekudeshesli, it does the whole kiddushin thing, so they are married. So therefore, mistar makes sense that chavi lavin tafsi bu kiddushin. Chavi Krisos, Lotav Zibu Kedushin. And it makes sense that, again, since Chavi Lavin can do Kedushin, so therefore, you might say that a person could theoretically do Yibum by Chavi Lavin, but by where a case where Kedushin would not work, so we're not going to say right, that we're going to be able to do Yibum by Chavi Kares, because there you can't marry them, so it doesn't make sense that Yibum would work. Okay, and that's why the psukim line up like that. Okay, Masiv Rava. Now Rava asks on the point that right that a chayvi lavin is no good midaraisa for yibam. Right, we've recorded that pasuk. We said usually, why don't we say asid ochalosa? So we recorded a pasuk right, that again the alman of the kohen gadol. Right, he's not going to do yibam. So Gemara says, "Is your mitzvah, is your kedusha?" It's meaning if you have either one of these cases, bala o chalatzla. If for whatever reason the yavam did actually sleep with her or did chalitza, so niftar atzarasa, the co-wife is done. Meaning they're finished. Meaning the zika is broken. Right, the co-wife is done. Fisal kudet the chavi lavin midaraisa la chalitza ramia. If you thought that really chavi lavin, right, regular surim like on one of the kind gadol, right, is not. Midoraisa can only do chalitza and leibum lo ramya, and they can't do ibum. So kibala amay nifter tarasa. So one second. So if he slept with her, even though he shouldn't have, so why would that get rid of the tzara, the co-wife? Right, that's it should be nothing. If midoraisa chayv lavim don't do ibum, so he shouldn't count as ibum. Because again, we're assuming if he did sleep with her, so then he did ibum, and that gets rid of the tzara. Right, that implies that the action was good. He did ibum. If he thought midaraisa, you're not going to do ibum by chayv lavim. This Gemara says, "Hulo mosif lavu mefarik la." The Rava asked this question, and he gave you the answer. Let's daven katani. It's talking about one of the other cases. Bala iser mitzvah. Right? Again, if for whatever reason the Yavam slept with her, that's talking about the Isra mitzvah, the Dindar Abana, not the Dindar Raisa. But Chalitz la Isra Kedusha, but if he did Chalitza to the Isra Kedusha, that's already talking about the Isra de Oraisa. Okay, so then we're not, so we don't say that necessarily, that an Isra de Oraisa, that's not a case of an Isra de Oraisa, where if you sleep with her, that you're part of the Tzara. No, it's a case where it's an Isra de Abana, and really, Midar Raisa, you could have done Yibum with this woman. Masiv Rava says, "Psu adaka chus shuvcha sris adam v'azokin." In all of those cases, those people are unable to have children. Psu adaka, the testicles are crushed, and chus shuvcha, the aver is cut off. Sris adam, for whatever reason, he drank something, made him impotent. Zokin, obviously, is not even off kids anymore. Ol choltin ol o miyabim. They can do either one. Ketzad, how does that work? Meaning that is a ketzad haso. So mesu velahem achim. If those people died and they had brothers, velahem nashim, and those people, right, and they had wives as well. Vamdu achim veasu meimer b'nashosayim, and the brothers went and did meimer. But nasnu get v'chaltu, or they gave a get, or they did chalitza. Masha asu, right, whatever they did. Vim balu, and if they slept with them, so then kanu, then they acquired them, and that is considered to be yibum. Mesu achim, if then the brothers died, again, so then one of these guys have to do yibum. Vamdu heim v'asu maimer b'nishosem, and they did maimer. V'nasnu gedo shochaltzu, or they gave a ged, or they did chalitza. Masha asu, right? Vim balu kanu, and then if for whatever reason they did, and if they slept with them again and they had beer with them, so then they acquire them. They're, meaning that is yibum. But v'asu the kaiman, but they're not allowed to keep these wives because mishum shenamik. The pasuk says lo yovo p'su adaka chush shofcha v'kal Hashem. Right, they're not allowed to stay married to them. I visal gadaita chayve lavin midaraisa v'chalitza ramya libim lo ramya. And if you're telling me again, all of this is saying, basically saying, is that all of these people who are not allowed to marry, right? Because so they are not allowed. Again, technically, they're not allowed to marry a woman. Here we're telling me in this brisa that if they did yibum, then it is yibum, then it counts. But if you tell me that midaraisa before, as we said before, that chayve lavin does not do yibum. So why does their yibum count? Why should it even be anything? Right? They're not allowed to stay married to them. They're not allowed to marry women. So it's in Balu Amai Kanu. Why would they acquire? Right? Why would they do yibum? Why would the yibum count if they did it? So Elam Rava's rather really Rava says Almana Mina Erusin Name Ase Velos Ase. Because again, we said before, right? An Ase Do Chalos Ase V'Ase. That doesn't happen. Right? We don't say that an Ase, one mitzvah Ase, is going to get rid of an Isser and a mitzvah. So here. But we will often say asid ochalos say. So Rava says it must be that an almana for the kohen gadol for erusin, right, is also both an asay and a los asay. The chiddush of pasuk says kadosh shemiyu l'lohehem. Right, they have to be extra kadosh. So not only is the los asay, which is almana the kohen gadol, right? Again, we said what was the asay by the other one that he has to marry a basula. Here she is a basula, so that's fine, right, because she's only married to the brother through erusin. But here there is an extra assay of kedushim yilulahem that they have to be kadosh. So therefore, it's asid ochalos assay, and you're not going to have yibum in that case. Okay, but that's great for almana l'kohen gadol, but mamzeres and nesina my like a meimer. What about the last case in the Mishnah for mamzeres and nesina? Right, those are not allowed to marry into the kal Hashem. Right, they're also to Jewish man or Jewish woman or whatever it is. But that's only a simple iser lav. Gemara says, "Ksiv v'dis kadishtem." No, it's also mitzvah zasei that Jew has to be holy. So Gemara says, "Yichachi." Well, if that's true, kol Torah kula nami asei v'lo zaseihu. Ksiv v'dis kadishtem. What do you mean? If you be mekadish yourself through the Torah, so everything is an asei v'lo zasei. So Gemara says, "Inachinami." Say, "Ela marava." Really, no. Ksir almana min erusin, atu almana min nisuin. Inachinami. That really it's a dindurabanan. Really, you can't tell me if Yiskadisham V'yasim Kiddushim is the extra assay by an almana Kohen Gadol mina erusin, and really for a Kohen Gadol to marry a woman who is married to his brother through only erusin is only an iser love. It's only the iser almana Kohen Gadol. It's not an iser. It's not a mitzvah assay. It's not a violation of the assay of Yiskadisham. But why, therefore, can a Kohen Gadol do Yibum with his brother's wife from Erusin? Because we don't want him to do Yibum with his brother's wife from Nisuin, because that would be Asid Ochalosa saying he would not be allowed to do Yibum. So Kohen says, okay, but Mamzeres has seen a Ma'ikol Neymar. So, but then what kind of corresponding Zera are you making by Mamzeres at an Asina? Right, so, because the Kohen says, you're right, no, there is Zera Mishum Mitzvah. No, because we're going to make it into Rabbanan to make sure people don't marry them outside of the context of Yibam, right? If you have a mitzvah to marry them, fine, but we're not going to allow you to do that because then maybe people will marry these women regardless. The Gemara says, Elamayata, well, if that's true, Eishes Achiv Me Aviv, Lo Tizyabim, Gzera Mishum Eishes Achiv Me Imo. Well, if you're telling me that we're concerned for all, you know, very, very strange concern here that if we're not going to allow a person to do Yibum by a Mamzer, for example, because we don't want people to marry Stam Mamzer. Well, if you're extending your concern that much, so why don't we say that it's also to do Yibum from your brother's wife from your father, because you might end up doing Yibum from your brother's wife from your mother. Right? There's no mitzvah of Yibum from your brother's wife from your mother. In fact, it's in Isur Kares. So if you're telling me that the whole concept of Yibum is from your brother's wife from your father, so why don't we go there that you should never do Yibum because people will think that maybe you can also do Yibum on your brother's wife from your mother. Skor says, no, Yibum b'nachla talar achmana meida yodi, because people know that Yibum is connected to nachla, to inheritance, to Yerusha, and that goes through the father. So everybody would know. Again, halavai we should always zocha, right? Everybody knows, right? Everybody knows that the halachos of Yibum go through the lineage of the father. So Gemara says, well, isha she'in l'banim l'tisyavim, gzeri mishem she'ish l'banim. Well, if you're telling me, again, that we're concerned for this broad concern for random cases, well, then you should never be able to do Yibum for a woman who doesn't have children, i.e. that's the standard case of Yibum. You should never be able to do that because maybe you'll do Yibum on a woman who does have children and there's no mitzvah of Yibum. So Gemara says, but Banim Talar Rachmana made the Yadi. That everybody knows that Yibum is only done if the woman doesn't have any kids. That already, Taka, I think I agree with, that most people would be familiar with that. The Gemara says, but Eishas, again, keeps on asking kashas, says, Eishas Achiv Shaya Ba'olamo Lotis Yamim, Gzeira, Mishum Eishas Achiv Shaloya Ba'olamo. Okay, but then you should never be able to do Yibum with a brother that was alive, because maybe the brother who was born after will do Yibum. And you have a problem of Eishes Achiv Shaloya Ba'olamo. So Gemara says, B'yeshiva Talar Rachmana, Meida Yodi. No, people know that it's only Yibum is only Shayach to two brothers who are alive at the same time. I have a call, Nashim Lotis Yabmena, Gzera Mishamailanis. Well, maybe all women shouldn't do Yibum because maybe they end up doing Yibum on an islandess. Gemara says, Lo Shchicha, an island, there are not so many islandesses in the world. Gemara says, okay, Mamzeres and Nesina, Nami Lo Shchicha. Okay, but not so many Mamzerim, there are not so many Nesinas. Gemara says, really, Ella, Amarava. So Rava says, you're right. A difference. Gzera. Mamzeres and Nesina. Why, what about that? Gzera, Bia Rishona, Atu Bia Shnia. Because really, the Bia Rishona, right, is mutter, but we're concerned you may do a second bia, which is not necessarily the mitzvah. Again, that's one bia. That's a yibum is one bia. The second bia, not necessarily. So tani nami haki, as the Bryce has said, imbalu kanu. If they, again, in these cases, right, if they did sleep with them, so then they are kone. They are, you know, they did yibum as bia rishona, but the asher lekayman bia shnia, but they're not allowed to have a second bia. That so even though in that case where taklas technically you could do yibum midaraisa, right, but since there's some sort of iser. With whatever, you know, case we're talking about, so then you're not allowed to to keep them, and you'd have to divorce them. But since Tachlis is that we're afraid that may not happen, so we're not even going to allow the first bia. Okay, we're gonna. Rav is literally about to take that back in the next line, but we'll do that tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.